This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. In the rapidly gentrifying neighborhood of West Dallas, many of the rental properties there are no longer up to city code, including several hundred houses owned by HMK Limited. Just last week, HMK sold 46 of its now vacant lots to Habitat for Humanity, ensuring that 46 affordable homes will be built in West Dallas. Current HMK tenants can apply. Getting approved for a Habitat home isn't guaranteed. 10 months ago, 305 low-cost rental homes, owned by HMK Limited, were deemed substandard by the City of Dallas. Since then, about half of the tenants have moved out. Co-owner Kresh Kresh sold another 100 homes to the renters themselves, leaving about 50 families who have until October 2nd to make a plan. That's when a judge's order protecting the houses from code violations expires. Now, Kresh is selling empty lots where some of those homes once stood to Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. Why?
They don't flip the land. They build an affordable product on the lots. That's why I had the trust in working with them.
High-end apartments and townhomes are under construction across West Dallas. Kresh says there's nothing in the works for low-income families who have lived there for generations.
We're trying to stabilize the community and stabilize the neighborhood, and there aren't any affordable housing builders in Dallas at any scale.
Which is where Habitat comes in. The nonprofit will build brand new code-compliant homes on these lots. And while HMK tenants can apply to own one, they may or may not qualify.
The myth is Habitat provides or gives away homes. In reality, every family has a loan, just like you or I do. So they have to be able to afford that loan. And they have to be under a certain amount of income.
Bill Hall is CEO of Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity. He says a family of four that brings home between $25,000 and $30,000 a year will likely qualify for a home. That income level means they can usually afford to spend $600 to $900 a month on mortgage, insurance, and taxes. Many HMK tenants don't fit that mold.
So, strangely enough, a lot of the HMK families made too much money for Habitat, and quite a few were made too little.
Another reason a lot of HMK families can't count on one of these new Habitat homes in West Dallas right away: it will take 2 to 5 years to build all of them.
Well, the other challenge is everyone thinks 46 lots are right next to each other. They're not. They're spread out all over the place. So what we do is we tend to wait until we get enough lots on a block to make a difference. And then we build.
New Habitat homeowner Jesus Cruz remembers that process well. He was actually turned down the first time he applied. After working out some issues on his credit report, he tried again and was successful. That's when the real work started. He took 30 hours of required classes about being a homeowner and put in 170 hours of what Habitat calls sweat equity. Basically, he helped put his house together.
To build my house, it was real fun, first of all, because I never seen a house, the building from the ground. So I was so interested when they put the walls. I think it was like a dream to me. I cannot believe it.
Cruz, his wife, and their four children had been crammed into a room they rented from a family member. There was no privacy or space for the kids to play. Moving into a three-bedroom house with a yard was surreal.
When I opened the door and stepping in and when I started moving my clothes and everything, it was like a dream come true. I was, oh, thank you, God.
Cruz's new home is in Los Altos, a West Dallas neighborhood. The 46 lots Habitat just bought are there too. Some of the families still renting from HMK Limited may very well live in those future Habitat homes one day. Still, 10 weeks from now, they'll have to leave. Courtney Collins, KERA News.